The scripture reading today is from Numbers 13, 26 to 32 in the New Revised Standard Version. You may follow along on page 115 of the Pew Bible. And they came to Moses and Aaron and all and to all the congregation of the Israelites in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, "We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Yet the people who live in the land are strong, and the towns are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the land of the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites live in the hill of the country. And the Canaanites live by the sea and along the Jordan." But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." So they brought to the Israelites an unfavorable report of the land that they had spied out, saying, "The land that we have gone through as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and the people that we saw in it are of great size." May God bless the reading, hearing, understanding, and applying of his holy word.
Nancy, thanks for being our scripture reader this morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our worship service. I'm glad to be with you today. I'm not going to be bringing God's word to you today. My friend Tammy Iscaris is going to do that. Tammy is the title executive director or president or executive director some days at River Bend Family Ministries. And Tammy is here with Janice Donaldson to represent and to connect our church body with the ministry that River Bend Family Ministries, or RFM, does. So she's going to be bringing God's word to us this morning. She's our preacher, and I look forward to you getting to know her life and her passion. It's really neat to hear someone share their story of how they said yes to God. And I look forward to having you hear her story, and may it resonate with you as you think about your own yes to God that God would call you to do. Tammy, on behalf of Eden Church, welcome. We're glad you could be with us this morning.
It's green. All right, I'll take fries with that. All right, now you told me I could stand out here during this part. All right, so I'm going to put my stuff up here. Unless somebody will get me a music stand, because I forgot to ask for one. You are awesome, and I thank you. I want to thank you for the opportunity. While we're doing all that, I'm going to look at y'all. And yes, my roots are in Texas, so every once in a while, a y'all will come out. But I just want to thank you for the opportunity to stand here and to share not only my heart, but to share with you what God has been doing, and we did this flawlessly. This was pretty awesome. Thank you so much. Just to be able to share with you, and when Pastor John asked me, he says, "Tammy, I want you to come and share what God is doing in your life." And you know, it's really easy to talk about things that you're passionate about. Like, how many of us in the room are grandmas? It's easy to talk about those grandkids, right? Right? We pull out our phone and we just swipe and we swipe and we swipe. Back in the old days, we used to have those things that would fold out, and that was so cumbersome. Now I just have way more on my phone. How many of us, all right, and I'll give this to you. How many of us in the room are Cubs fans? All right, be brave. I appreciate that you were brave enough to raise your hand, and your wife just hid her eyes. But I appreciate the fact, and I will give it to you this year because you all played good ball. I'll give it to you. I'm coming for you, though. Just know. Our team's coming for you this year. But it's easy to talk about things that we're passionate about. You know, we heard a gentleman years ago at the congressional breakfast, and I'm so excited that Eden has a table that shows up at the congressional prayer breakfast. Please attend that. I know there are going to be announcements later, but please attend that. It's an amazing just morning of believers and people that have come together in our community and to pray, and it's a wonderful thing. But we had a gentleman that was in the Pentagon when Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon. And he told an amazing story of how he survived, and it was captivating. I mean, from the very get-go, I think Pam was there, and from the very get-go, you were just drawn in. And he says, I've learned something over the years when I get up to speak. And it says, be brief, be specific, and then be gone. So today, we are going to be brief, we are going to be specific, and then, well, we'll probably be at the table later, so we probably won't be gone. But close to it, my name's Tammy Ascaris. I am the executive director of Riverbend Family Ministries. Janice is the face of our Edwardsville location that we have just moved into, and we are blessed to have Janice and just her heart of service. So this church family, know that your commitment to Riverbend is changing lives, absolutely changing lives, but we're going to roll it back a few years. My husband's from Egypt. My husband was the number one swimmer of Egypt with medals in front of magazines, and we've got all these medals in a box. He swam competition. He's an amazing swimmer. I barely can tread water. And he was going to teach me to snorkel. So we are going to go back to Egypt, and he's going to teach me to snorkel. Now, number one, I don't like things on my face. My glasses are a struggle sometimes. And this thing right here, I'm not so sure about all this, but things on my face are very close, very claustrophobic to me. So he's going to put this mask on me, right? He's going to say, breathe normal. How many of you have ever snorkeled? Are divers. And when you first put that mask on, it's a little intimidating. So we put that mask on, and he's saying, breathe. And then he says, breathe through this little tube that supposedly is going to get air. Now, everything within you says, oh, no, you did not. I am not breathing that way. That is not natural. But he says, let's breathe. Just breathe. I learned that I can go along the edge of the coral. So after I've mastered this, and my husband's an amazing teacher, and my husband would never put me in harm's way, my husband says, oh, we're going to go to this place in a couple, let's go to this place, you know, in a couple days. It's called Shark's Bay. I'm like, what? I barely know how to snorkel, and you want me to go amongst the sharks? But he did. He says, it'll be fine, honey, it'll be fine. We're going to go to Shark's Bay. So we go to Shark's Bay, and I'm doing great. There's coral right here. It's right above my belly, you know, the water, the little things out of the... I have mastered snorkeling. I think I'm all that because I've conquered the fear. We get to the edge of this line. My husband swims around me, and he says, push off. I'm like, sweet Jesus, push off of what? I can't push. It was total darkness. Now he's out there going, come on, come on, come on, push off, push off. I'm like, no, 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 it's Shark's Bay, and I'm frozen. I am absolutely frozen. Let's fast forward 12 years. My husband and I had a very successful restaurant in the area that the community had really surrounded. Now, I had been a part of boards or ministries or missions is my heart's passion because I am incredibly in love, passionately in love with a God that is passionately in love with me, who is relentless in his pursuit of me. He is relentless in his pursuit of you. So missions has always been a natural part of my heart because by the grace of God, this person stands. And so I heard God calling, okay, Tammy, I need you to come to the edge again. I need you to get out of that boat. I need you to push off. I'm calling you into ministry. And I'm like, God, I just want to bake bagels and serve coffee. Please don't make me push off this ledge. Please. But you know, God had other plans. And God's plans are always good. But the thing was, probably like many of you sitting here, God's called you to do something bigger than you. God's brought you to that edge. And like our scripture reading was this morning, and thank you, I probably gave you the most difficult scripture reading of all. I mean, who says numbers, right? But I gave you probably one of the hardest, so thank you for doing that. Really, thank you. But here it was. Here God had promised this amazing land. He had promised them this land that had fruit in it, and this land that was this beautiful land. And what did they do? They sent spies in, and the spies came back and went, well, the Amalekites are like way too big. Like we can't take that land. And they came back with all these excuses. Church, isn't that what we do sometimes? Don't we sometimes, when God is calling us, either individually or a class, corporately, that we get right to that edge and we know that God is calling us to do something, but we become frozen and we have excuses? Well, my finances, well, my family, well, my time. Well, I had those giants. Those giants were just as real in my life. We supported a lot of single families at the restaurant. And what would happen to them? What would happen to their lives if we just closed the door? So again, we go back to Egypt, and that seems to be where God always teaches me my most amazing God moments. I don't know why he has to take me to Egypt to do it, but usually it's Egypt. So we go back to Egypt, and our church is reading through the Bible chronologically. Now, I laid my Bible down right here. I love my Bible. I love my Bible. And not just because it's the Bible, but because it's God's love letter to me. Janice, if one of your kids, one of your sons wrote you a letter and put your name on it and said, "Dear Mom, I appreciate, I love you because," and just kept going. There's no way that you would put that down and not want to know what's here. By the end of a couple days, I know Gianna, she'd probably have it memorized because she would know exactly how much her sons loved her. This is God's love letter to us that tells me exactly how much he loves me and how much he loves you. And so I open my Bible where our church family is. And, you know, in first service, I said, you know, a lot of times we as Christians, and we're guilty of this, we all are, of, okay, I have an agenda. I'm going to tell God what my agenda is. And I'm going to open my Bible. I'm going to find a verse. And that verse is really going to substantiate my agenda. And we can twist verses all day long to meet our agenda. Well, I was reading the scripture that my church family was reading back at home. And here I am in Egypt. Now, my husband tries to get me away to a resort every once in a while because we go for a couple of weeks. Which means I can speak about this much Arabic. And when they all get together, how many of you seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding? That is so my life. So my life. I have about 3 family members that I talk to on a semi-regular basis. And then there's Retta's family, and there's so many of them, and they come out of the woodwork. Oh, Retta and Tammy are coming to the country, and it's brothers, sister, aunts, uncles, sisters, brothers, aunts, first cousin's brother's sister, and they're all related, they're all first cousin, and they all get together. Well, once they all get together, they start talking, and I just sit there. first service, I said, it's really uncomfortable when they all sit there and they tell this joke and they all laugh. And then my dear husband has to translate it, and I laugh by myself a couple minutes later. It gets a little awkward. So Rhoda tries to get me away once in a while to a resort, and I'm sitting at the edge again. I'm at the edge of the water in this resort, and I'm reading where, now, this is where my church family is reading, a thousand miles away, where Moses and the Israelites are coming to the bank of a sea. The Egyptians are on their tail. They're frozen, standing on the edge of an abyss. And God parts a body of water and makes dry land for them to walk through. Now, what I didn't tell you in this story is my feet were planted in the water of the Red Sea. Now, my grandma used to say, you know that you know that you know. I didn't hear this loud, audible voice, but it was that sweet spirit that spoke directly to my heart that said, Tammy, if I can part the body of water that you're looking at, what makes you think I can't take care of them? And at that moment, it was done. God had given me an incredible gift, and he had given me an incredible promise that he would take care of things. Now, my husband had gone up to get lunch, and he comes back, and he left me, and my feet were in the water. The sun was shining. I'm reading my Bible because he knows I love to read my Bible, and I'm reading my Bible, and he comes back, and I've got tears. Oh, dear. We're good. You just leave it. I'm good. See, that scarf came in handy. Can you still hear me? Because these hands have been known. Can you hear me? Okay. These hands have been known to land small planes, so forgive me. But what happened is he comes back, and I've got tears running down my face, you know, kind of snotty. You got that ugly cry going on, and y'all know what I'm talking about. And he's like, what? I left your feet in the water, the sunshine, and what happened? I said, it's done. It is done. God has been so faithful. Now, in a time when small businesses were not selling, most of them weren't even staying open, we sold that business turnkey for what we were asking in less than 4 months. Only God. Now, we started RFM, and it was a group of smaller nonprofits that came together because there's a lot of good work that's happening. Riverbend works with families, youth, and children that are affected by violence, addiction, homelessness, or poverty. Church, you may not see it, but you are changing lives every day. Your faithfulness to Riverbend Family Ministries is being poured into the lives of our families. So I'm going to ask you, and God may be asking you, what line has he pushed you to? What darkness do you think you're facing? What line has God asked you to push off of? What is he stirring in your heart to do? Church, I'm asking you not to concentrate on the excuses, not to look at the giants, but look at the faithfulness of who God is in your life. Now let's go back to me standing on the edge of that abyss. Here I am, and I finally know my husband is not going to let me drown. My husband is an amazing swimmer, and I will be safe. I push off of that ledge, and under the water, he says, turn around. I turn around, and there is the most amazing sight that I think I have ever seen. The vibrancy of the coral,
the amazing color of the fish, the life that was there, I can't even describe to you. National Geographic can't picture and TV can't capture. But it took me pushing off and it took me turning around to see the amazing gifts that God has created and God has given. Church, right now we have one of our foster kids in care that it was a horrific situation and our babies are going through some horrific things right here in Madison County. She was in a temporary foster care and we knew it was only going to be temporary, but she fell in love with this family because this family was safe. But she's going to probably an adoptive foster care family. She's so sad because she thinks she's leaving this family. She has no idea that the family she's about to stay with is amazing. We know it because we can see it, but she doesn't. Church, you are helping change generations. How often in our life do we see this situation right here when God knows exactly how great it's going to be over here? So, church, my challenge is for you. Number one, thank you. Because of you, I get to be boots on the ground and I get to see lives changed every single day. Janice gets to help change lives every single day. But, church, more than that, I want to challenge you to push off. I want to challenge you to know that God is in the details of your life and that God has amazing things in store for you. Paul says, I can do anything, everything in his strength. So, church, I'm asking you to push off. I'm asking you to trust him. Father God, I just thank you. God, I thank you that you're such an amazing God. God, that you have chosen us, that you love us. God, that you have adopted us to stand blameless and holy. God, for the praise of your glory. So God, I ask that if there is someone here that is standing on the edge, God, I ask that you give them the courage and the strength and the faith to push off and to trust you. Because God, you have so many amazing things in store. Bless this church family, God. Bless them for their faithfulness. Bless them for their love. But God, bless them because they are faithful and you are faithful to take care of us. In your precious name, Father, it is such an honor and a privilege to pray. Amen.